Did you know that Next Step Test Prep and the Medical School Headquarters has teamed up not only for this podcast, but also for a book? The Pre-Med Playbook Guide to the MCAT is coming very, very soon. So go to MCATbook.com, sign up to be notified when it's available, or if it is available, you'll be taken to a page where you can find out where to buy it. Again, that's the Pre-Med Playbook Guide to the MCAT. This is the MCAT Podcast, session number 90. A collaboration between the Medical School Headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles you'll face as a pre-med, and we're here to give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help get you the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. Welcome to the MCAT Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here every week for the MCAT Podcast. Thank you for joining us here today. As always, I'm joined by Brian Snedeker from Next Step Test Prep. And today, we're taking a break from our physics series, and we're going to talk about something that comes up a lot, and that is how to figure out where to go if you're not getting the score you think you need or the score that you want on your MCAT. Is it a content issue or is it a test skill issue? That's what we're going to dive into today. All right, Brian. So a question that comes up a lot is, if a student is scoring poorly on practice exams, is it a content knowledge issue or is it a test skills issue? And we've said a lot on this test or on this podcast, and I've said a lot in my other podcasts that the MCAT is not a content-based test. You have to know the content, but it's not testing you specifically on the content. You have to analyze and think critically and all of this other stuff. So for a student who is struggling taking their practice exams for high 480s, 490s, whatever it may be, how should he or she figure out what those next steps are to improve? Is it, do I go back and read all of the content again and learn? Or maybe it's a non-traditional student who hasn't had the content for a long time. Maybe do they go and retake classes? Or is it a student who maybe needs a one-on-one tutor to help them go through the test and figure out where they're missing the questions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ryan. So that's you've asked a bunch of good questions there, right? So the first question you asked was the diagnosis question. How do I know why I'm doing badly on my practice tests? And then the second question, how do I treat the pathology once I know what it is, right? So, of course, for the short answer, I mean, or let me say this, the properly correct answer is for every student is always both, right? No student has perfect MCAT content knowledge, and no student has absolutely perfect test strategy. Everyone can always improve both. I will give you what I tend to use as my rule of thumb when I'm speaking with Next Step students or students who are thinking about signing up for Next Step, which is if you are scoring below 500, so if you're scoring anywhere from 490 to 500, that's a below average score. Getting down to 480 starts to get pretty far down to the bottom of the percentile scale. So if you're scoring anywhere from 490 to 500, you almost certainly have quite a few content areas that you haven't yet mastered. I have never in my experience, even going back to the old MCAT when an average score was about a 24, 25, if a student came in with scoring 20, 21, 22, I've never seen a student scoring significantly below average who didn't have some content area that they really needed to work on. Now, that doesn't mean they don't also need to build up their MCAT skills. It's also quite possible that their content, even though their performance is below average, their content is above average. But they still do need to work on content. And then the next chunk below that, if you're scoring in the 480s, somewhere between 480 and 490, almost universally, when I talk to or meet with a student under any circumstances who said, I took a practice test or a diagnostic test, I took it seriously, I took it under timed conditions, nothing strange happened, you know, the practice was a fair assessment of where I am now, and I scored blank, 484, 488, whatever. Universally, every time I've talked to a student like that, there are very, very serious content deficiencies. And I'm not even talking about like they're not up totally up to speed on like little subtleties. I mean, I'll often quiz them on like, okay, here, tell me this, tell me this, tell me this. I'll just ask them real foundational questions, the kind of stuff that gets covered in chapter one of the bio book or chapter one of a psych book. Yeah. And I find that almost universally they don't know the answers, you know, that they know very few of the answers. So every student is unique, of course, and every student situation is unique. But if you find that you are or are consistently scoring, certainly in the 480s, maybe even into the mid to low 490s, you are not going to do well in the MCAT until you address those content concerns. Now, you will also have to work on strategy, but I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat it. You got to bust your butt on that content. You really have to know it.
Is that something where a student can go through a set of Next Steps books and relearn the content, or is that something where they should think about going and retaking their courses to get the true foundation back?
Yeah, it may. Well, again, that's going to depend on the student. If it's been many years, you know, 5 or more years since you took the class in college, you know, you mentioned the non-trad who might, be 2 or 3 or even more 4 or 5 years out of college. And you know, maybe they only did okay in the class at the time. You know, they were a B student or a B plus student at the time. They might need to go back and audit some classes at a college. I often find, though, that it does tend to come back once you start studying it. So there, I'll usually suggest a mix of books and videos. So, you know, work through the Next Step books and in conjunction do the con videos. So that you're getting, you know, that multimodal presentation, not just all text again and again and again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a couple things to think about as you, the students, are going through this process, not doing well, with some algorithms possibly in place to help you figure out where to go next. All right, there you have it again. Is it content? Is it test skills? Is it both? We'll find out. Or hopefully that was helpful for you to find out for you. Again, this is not a one-size-fits-all, so you can go onto forums, onto Reddit, wherever you may go, and ask these questions. But really, it's up to you to figure out and not somebody else to tell you what the answer is. So hopefully that was helpful for you. Don't forget to check out everything that Next Step Test Prep has to offer. They are the test prep company for full-length practice exams. You can buy them in packages 4, 6, or 10 and save 10% off those packages using the promo code MCATPOD. That's all capital letters, MCATPOD. Hope you have a great week. I'll see you next time here on the MCAT Podcast.